Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Kind of hard to believe that Red Nose Day tomorrow, it's rolled around again. I can't believe that it has been 12 months. And great to have a chat this morning. Jill Green, SIDS and Kids Manager for Bereavement and Education Services. Jill, is it just me or does Red Nose Day seem to be coming around quicker and quicker every year?
I think the years are going quicker and quicker in my mind.
Does that mean we're getting older?
Maybe. I hate to think that, but, you know, maybe.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So, well, look, Red Nose Day is just one day of the year, but it's lovely that so much of the community are getting behind us to acknowledge the services that we provide to the community. So tomorrow it's a great day to put on your red nose and just be a little bit silly to show that we acknowledge that it's such a serious problem out there and that we can do more out there for the community.
How are we going with sudden infant death syndrome? Is it becoming less and less, or is it a constant? Is the research helping out? Where are we going and what direction is it taking?
Well, the direction SIDS and Kids has taken the early 90s, really, is that we actually were able to fund a lot of research into sudden infant death syndrome, as you said. However, we know so much more now. We're able to develop a public health program to educate new parents. You've got to remember there's over 300,000 new little babies born each year in Australia. So we've got to never become complacent, even though our public health program has reduced the number of little ones dying from SIDS by over 80%.
Wow.
And that's the best result of a public campaign ever. There's still 300,000 new little babies every year where parents need to know how to sleep them safely, not just to reduce the risk of SIDS, but fatal sleeping accidents. Yeah. But SIDS and Kids also support families where there's been a sudden unexpected death. So that could be a baby in pregnancy, stillborn, so during birth, in infancy and in young childhood. So we're so much more than just SIDS.
Well, the thing is one death too many, isn't it?
Absolutely. In Australia every year, there's over 3,000 little ones that die suddenly and unexpectedly, either in pregnancy, infancy, or in early childhood. We've got to stop this. We've got to call to action. We've got to say, hey, this is enough. We need more research. We need to support these families, but we need to get these numbers down. We need to find reasons why this is occurring.
And money. Research costs money, and that's the bottom line, isn't it? So how can we, apart from Red Nose, there's so many other great things you can do tomorrow. What are some of the things to raise a little bit of money?
Absolutely. I think the best way is to go to our Red Nose website, so rednoseday.com.au, and there's lots of things that you can do to get involved. You can buy products at the big stores such as Big W, Target and other leading retailers. But you can also become a hero for a day. Organise a morning tea. Do a dare. There's so many things that you can do. Go to our website and have a look at the long list how you can become involved.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It's a great thing. Hard to believe it's rolled around again. Jill, thank you very much for your time this morning.
And thank you so much.
2NUR FM 103.7.